Looking at the idea of cultural significance, I've interpreted the criteria to fit Monash more than the whole state of Victoria, which is what that criteria was initially made for. In the great scheme of things, one relatively new building at Monash Caulfield campus has very little bearing on the overall cultural vibe of the state. So for a more useful interpretation of this criteria, I've chosen to sort of treat it as how it applies to Monash University culture rather than that overarching state culture. The way that the Mater building has its greatest impact upon university culture is how the space is used for teaching design type units. A way that I've gone about thinking about this is using another resource that's used to determine heritage value aside from the Victorian Heritage Register list, and that's the New South Wales SOHI Guide. What the SOHI Guide does is asks us to think about what would be lost if this space was demolished or altered or changed irreversibly. And I believe that significantly changing or demolishing the Mater building would change the tone of design at Monash. Currently, the Mater building is a place that has exceptional artistic design, but also combined with industrial elements that are very functional, and I believe that is those two combined aspects sum up quite perfectly what is trying to be taught at Monash in design and industrial design units. And I feel that the building itself informs some of that culture, and not having it ruin the vibe of industrial design type units at Monash.